Hey Jane, I just wanted to, it's AJ, I just want to say big, big, big thank you for being part of the Happy Birthday Shakespeare project. I just Melissa and I were talking about your post today and just that three generational chat that you recorded on Audioboo, I thought was so cool. It was so cool. And as you were listening, I mean, it was just funny that the different stories, like when Mary, I think, and I may be getting these wrong, but I think Mary, your mom was talking about how she used to live in Leamington Spa, which I know because it's like just right up the road, and took one of her friends to Stratford-upon-Avon to see Shakespeare, to see probably the Royal Shakespeare Company, and just talking about that touching story of her friend who passed away, but they got to do that together, and that was a big thing for them, and Harry bringing up, I believe Harry bringing up, he brought up Henry V and talked about the difference between Laurence Olivier's Henry V and Henry and Kenneth Branagh, which was the Kenneth Branagh's Henry V is what got me into Shakespeare when I was a kid, and it was just cool to hear him mention it, and it was funny. Melissa and I were laughing when Brittany, I think. She said Shakespeare was a cool dude, and it's funny because she did talk about in school how they were talking how people had mentioned the Shakespeare conspiracy, whether he had actually written the plays or not. And I'm gonna link up. I'll send you an email with a couple of links. We actually did a project on this last year against that film Anonymous, and it just provides good information, you know, for anybody. But maybe it'll be useful. And I'm with you. Romeo and Juliet, doesn't matter how overplayed it is. It is a great production. Melissa and I just saw an adaptation called Romeo and Juliet in Baghdad by the Iraqi Theater Company from Baghdad, and it was nuts. Paris was a Mujahideen, and he blew Romeo and Juliet up at the end. It was just really culturally sensitive, but I mean, wow, what a production! And I love that play too. And yeah, it was just cool. It was cool hearing your family talk about around the dinner table. It certainly made me and Melissa feel like we were there with you. And you know, to close out, tell Bob he's an absolute pimp to close out with Sonnet 18. I actually, you know, when Melissa and I got married almost 5 years ago, I wrote my own vows, and that was what I opened up with. Shall I compare these to a summer's day? That more lovely and more temperate. So it was cool to. For you guys to close out your audio bill reading that sonnet. It's a beautiful one. Anyways, I just wanted to say big thanks for being part of the project. It means a lot to us that you were. And it was just it was really touching to hear you and your family around the table talking about it. So anyways, thanks again, and hope you're having a good week.